Good morning. My guest this morning is Alan Bluestein from the Jewish Film Festival. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Roland.
In Search of Israeli Cuisine. This is a movie, but it's also real live food, right?
Yes. This is what we called the Foodie Alert special event of the year.
Okay.
And
you say that in the program, ask the question, do you think Israeli cuisine is hummus and falafel?
Right. Or it shawarma. Is. It is, but it's also Jewish, Arab, Muslim, Christian, Druze. There's food from 100 cultures in Israel because it's such a blended society.
Yeah.
Israel is an incredibly diverse country, culturally and racially. It's an amazing place that way. And Michael Solomonov, who is a chef and a James Beard award-winning writer who wrote a famous book on Israeli cuisine, did a documentary, and this is the film, about all of these various cuisines and how they've come together in Israel. And they're having a food revolution there, similar to what we've had here in Northern California, using local ingredients. So there's this very sophisticated level of restaurants, but he also visits a man who makes goat cheese who lives in a cave. He visits a lady's kitchen. He goes from the top of the top to the most humble, showing the most delicious food you've ever seen. This movie has captured people's imagination to the point where they have started a travel tour to Israel.
Wow.
Yes. So that you can go and experience these foods. And I think you sign up through the film. I don't know who runs the tour. It's in English to boot.
Wow.
Well, Michael was apparently born in Israel but raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
So the movie is Sunday, December 4th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes, and it is the last film of our season.
Right. But after the film.
Oh, that's sold out.
It's sold out.
It's sold out the first week. There was a special dinner at the Sonoma Wine Shop. There was Meek Shalef, who's the owner, is Israeli.
Can people get on a waiting list?
We are keeping a waiting list, yes. Okay. I have to get in touch with people, and we're doing a special menu, naming it after places in Israel and places they went in the movie for the community, but she only has 50 seats.
So thinking about next year, do you have any plans for... I mean, this is a step over the line from just movies. This is movies and gourmet feasting. Any plans like that for the future?
You know, each year I have to make those plans based on the films because we never know ahead of time
what we're
going to find. Last year, for instance, we showed a documentary about Marvin Hamlisch and we had local musicians do his music afterwards.
Remember.
It was very popular. So I'm always on the lookout for films like that where we can add and do some enhancement and offer something to the community that's unique.
Do you think you'll find yourself going to Israel more as time passes?
I was thinking today of signing up for the food tour, honestly. I was like, boy, I've been to Israel one time. My daughter was living there, but she's moved back to the States. And it was endlessly fascinating, like in the movie. They really developed hydroponic farming Israel.
Uh-huh.
It's very sophisticated there. And they show this hydroponic farm where everything's grown under a shade cloth because it's so hot there.
Right.
And they even do it in the Negev Desert. And they showed a cherry tomato plant that was like 6 feet tall. And it produces for 2 years. They have vegetable plants that will keep producing like eggplants and peppers for a couple of years. They just keep them going. And so they have fabulous vegetables year-round there. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ellen. And thank you for all that you do and for all of the times that you've come and done wonderful interviews with us. And this is the last event of the season, In Search of Israeli Cuisine, Sunday, December 4th. You can find out all about it by calling 528-4222 or going online to jccsoco.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.